Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're getting ready to start. Being that we have spoken many times about murdering goyim, I figured that the Olam would want to speak about the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, and we'd start a little early. Now, I'm Mishaya. Now, first thing I would like to make a disclaimer is that this shiur tonight is not halacha lemaisa. That's first of all. Before you do anything, make sure to consult the Pesach and do not blame me. I do not condone killing anyone under any circumstances because it's Baal Tashchis.
That's the only reason.
But we are going to speak about the fact that there is a mitzvah to kill Amalek. Now, next week's parasha is Parasha Zachar. I said we get started a little early, so we should know what it entails, because we'll see how relevant it is to us. What is the mitzvah? Is it noyeg bizman hazeh? And how would we be mekayim the mitzvah? Humph. Here goes. So we'll start here. The mitzvah Mechias Amalek includes two different components. So we're going to talk about these two. There's others. We'll talk about two. One of them is killing people. Those people are Amalek people. You have to kill them. There's a mitzvah to kill them. That's one. The other thing is you also have to eradicate their possessions, which is getting rid of their rechush. That is a second element of this mitzvah. These are the two things. Now, what's going to be discussed is we know that Haman was Mizera Amalek, so killing out Haman would have been a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. What about Haman's stuff? So who got Haman's house? Mordechai. Why is Mordechai allowed to take Haman's house? It's the rechush of Amalek. Don't answer my question. Please don't answer my question. Wait until we hold your thoughts, okay, because we want to get to it. This is a question. This is what we're going to have to talk about. So let's start. We're going slowly, okay? This is Machloikas Rishonim. If the mitzvah Mechias Amalek is only when Klal Yisrael as a nation can fight with Amalek. This is meant to be a national war. So if Klal Yisrael does not have a type of system, a federal system in place that they can now start war, they're not chayv. You need a king, a melech. You need to be a nation. You have to be in a position to be able to start a war. So if they're not in that type of position, there's no mitzvah to kill Amalek. And if you kill Amalek, you'd be over Baal Tashchis. Maybe not. I don't know. There's no mitzvah koparim. No chiyuv. So, we'll start here. When Mordechai was in Shushan, was there a Jewish king? Who is the king? Good. So, is there a chiyuv to kill Amalek? Is there a chiyuv to eradicate his rechush? Can you keep Beis Haman? Yes.
Beis Haman was probably
this is the shita of the Rambam. What?
Beis Haman was probably not his. It was the king.
Okay. We'll get there. Hold on. Okay. However, and so let me ask you a question. Eibazei. The Gemara says when they fought with all the people, it says ubabiza loishalchu yadam, which means they did not. Yanki, you want to do the chop for us? He's mevater. Okay, so it says that they didn't touch any of the spoils. Why not? If you tell me that there's a mitzvah that of Mechias Amalek here, so why did they touch any of the spoils? What? Because they're not allowed to. Because this is all, or much of it, Amalek stuff. But if you tell me that there's no mitzvah, why didn't they touch the spoils? Says Rav Meir Simcha Mitvinsk. He says, Eina Chanami. They just didn't do it because they didn't want people to start making up new, you know, theories about the Jews and taking money, you know, anytime, you know. So then they were like, look, we're not touching anything. We want to stay, keep our hands squeaky clean. So therefore we didn't do it. But Be'etzem, were they allowed to take it? V'harayo? Mordechai. Yeah. That would be the shita of the Rambam. However, the shita of the Chinuch, the as of the Chinuch is the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is mutah akol echad ve'echad. Every single person has an individual mitzvah. For example, me and you, we all have a mitzvah to kill out Amalek. So therefore, if you're in a situation where you're faced with an Amaleki, what should you do? Kill him. Kill him. Knock him out. Kill him. Kill him. And after you kill him, can you take his Gucci shoes? No. You can't do that. So that's the reason. If that's the case, that's the reason why Klausman didn't touch the visa. We killed them. Gotta leave it alone. I can't take this. Now comes back the Shiloh. So how is it that Esther took Beis Haman? How could you have taken Beis Haman? This is the Shiloh. Comes along the Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says, Rabbeinu Bechai says that this, that the Taku weren't allowed to take it because of Mechia Zara, right? However, how is it they took Beis Haman? Says Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla. And he says the following pshat. Every time it mentions Beis Haman, listen to the pasuk. V'hine Beis Haman, nasati le'ester, v'oisoi tolu ala eitz. You can keep Beis Haman, and I killed him. V'yidlu es Haman ala eitz, v'yomahu nasan amachar shvish le'ester amalkas Beis Haman. He was dead, and he got Beis Haman. Why do you keep mentioning he was dead, and you got Beis Haman? You got Beis Haman. You have to tell me that he got Beis Haman when he was dead. Well, look, what's the point? So he says the pshat is like this, like the Olam Tainah. Haman was being killed because he was married by Malchus. What's the din of someone who's married by Malchus? What happens to all his possessions? It goes back to the king. So now, whose is it? In between being Haman's and going to Esther, who did it belong to? Achashverosh. Can Achashverosh now give it? It's no longer Haman's. Achashverosh can give it to Esther. Of course it can. That's why Esther's allowed to keep it. So we have a machloikas here. Whether or not is a chiv on a yachid to be mekayim mitzvahs amalek, which would be nogei to all of us. However, is the mitzvah mechias amalek noig bizman hazeh or not?
How do you even know someone's amalek?
That's part of the question. So, there's an interesting thing. The Rambam speaks about another mitzvah that we have. We have a mitzvah of shiva amim, which is, there's a mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael had in it other inhabitants. And there's a mitzvah of getting rid of those inhabitants. What's the easiest way to get rid of them? Kill them. Right. And you can do that. Now, the Rambam says, however, ukvar ovad zichrom. We don't have any recognition of them. Says the Radvaz, what does that mean? We don't know who they are. We don't really know who they are. Because when Sancheriv came and he mixed up the whole world, he sent different people, different places. So we don't really know who's from the Shiva Amim anymore. And therefore, there is no way practically to do this. What's interesting is the Rambam brings the mitzvah to kill Amalek. And the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah to kill Amalek. And this mitzvah says, say, Lizkar Tamid Maisav. And the Rambam doesn't say anywhere, Kvar Ovad Zimchram. We don't know who they are. Why doesn't the Rambam say over there also? Rabbi Baruch and others. Why doesn't the Rambam say over there also? We don't know who Amalek is anymore. Like, say the same way Sancheriv came and mixed up the world, so we know the Shiva Amim is. Sancheriv came and mixed up the world, so we don't know what Amalek is, so it's not practical. The Rambam say that. Comes Rabbi Baruch Finkel, and he says, I'll tell you why. Because what it means that Sancheriv came and mixed up the world is that we no longer know we're a nation is. You see, the mitzvah of Shiva Amim is to get rid of the entire nation. But the mitzvah of Amalek is to get rid of the individual Amalekis. So what happens if you find a guy and he's a card-carrying Amaleki? One guy. Do you kill him? Yes. If you find one guy who's a card-carrying Shiva Amim person, no, you don't kill him. The mitzvah is to kill the entire nation. And we don't know where the nation is. There's some here, some there. They're mixed up. I don't know who's... So therefore, I can't really identify it. I don't know who's going to be a card-carrying Amaleki. What that means exactly is walking around like, here, I have Yichus card. He's like, see, I'm Amaleki all the way down. Check that out. I'm not sure if that's... And where Rabbi Baruch gets that from, I'm not sure either. Rabbi Shaber Soloveitchik says different. Listen to this massive chiddush that he says from his father. He says, his father held
kol uma hamisnakeles lichloy says Knesset Yisrael hoyfeches al pi halacha le'amalek.
Any nation that tries in any way to, what's the right word for this?
Eradicate
the Jewish people. Anyone that is trying to annihilate us is Amalek.
Is it battle once the annihilation program is over?
Nazis.
Oh, for them, yeah. For them, yeah. But if Iran says we want to annihilate Israel, there's a mitzvah of Achias Amalek today on Iran. Today.
That's what he says. Shemati mipi Abba Mori, Hagoyin Ramesha Salavechik, that anyone Bizman Azeh that says they want to annihilate the Jewish people, they have a din of Amalek and we have a mitzvah to kill them.
Is that one person or is that specifically a nation?
It's going to be part of the question. We'll see in a second. Hold on. Baruch ato Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehyeh b'dvaro. I can't hear, what?
What about a Jewish melech?
Oh, so that will depend, Rabbi Yisai, if you have a chiyuv bizman hazeh, it's going to depend if you hold like the chinuch, or if you hold like the Rambam. If you hold like the chinuch, that the mitzvah is only, like the, I'm sorry, the Rambam, the mitzvah is only if you have a melech, we still don't have a chiyuv. Even if we have managed to locate an Amalek. But if you hold like the chinuch, there's a mitzvah, I'll call echad ve'echad. Every person has a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to get rid of Amalek. So. Yeah. What? He says like this.
Isn't Iran Yishmael? Listen to this.
The pasuk in Shemai says, "Vayachalosh Yeshua es Amalek ve'es Amoy." Yeshua weakened Amalek and his nation. Now, what's Amalek? Amalek is a nation. So, what's Amalek ves Amalek ves Amoy? What do you mean? You weakened Amalek and his nation? Says the Ibn Ezra. There's lots of other people that also like connected with Amalek. You think Amalek's the only one that wanted to kill us? There was a bunch of mercenaries that also joined Amalek. They're also, Yeshua fought them too. They're part of the war. And he says, over here, that the Netziv says, the Pasuk says, Mochoy Emche. Mochoy Emche. What does it mean, Mochoy Emche? Eradicate, Ezecha Amalek. What is Mochoy Emche? He says, Mochoy Amalekim. Emche is anyone else that starts up with you? Him too. That's that guy. Anyone who's Nischaber, anyone that connects, Avabi Shaloi Bonov Shel Amalek. Kol Adora Aboyim Im Amalek. Anyone that came with Amalek, him also. Now,
I would have thought that would only be as long as you have Amalek here, like some other guy, like someone who's connecting to Amalek is also going to be like included in Amalek. What Moshe Salvechik is being Mechadish. Is he saying anyone that stands up and says, I want to eradicate the Jewish people, that makes him an Amaleki? That's basically, he's identifying with Amalek. He's saying he's showing Amalek characteristics. Even if he's not Mizera Amalek, even though he doesn't come from Amalek, that's also continued to be, he's going to be from Amalek.
What was that? There's a lot of people out there that...
They don't want to kill people like this.
Okay.
So, there's something else which is interesting here. There's an interesting thing in the Chinuch. The Chinuch speaks about who is Mechuyiv. Who is Mechuyiv to kill Amalek? The Chinuch says the mitzvah of killing Amalek includes men and women are pater. Women are pater. Why are women pater? Come on, Rabbi Yisai. Kedushin daf beis amid beis. Darko shalish lasis mechama, v'le darko shalish lasis mechama.
Ah, so that's not talking about Amalek. It's talking about a melchemes mitzvah. But over here, women are pater. Masha enkei. The Chinuch says the mitzvah of getting rid of the Zayin Amim. Women are chayev.
Yeah, that's why
we
have to go to shul unless
you're talking about Amalek. But you have to, yeah, that's the shayla if they're mechuyiv and not mechuyiv. It's zechira because they're mechuyiv in that. So, what? Zayin Amim, they're mechuyiv in.
the mitzvah of Mechames Amalek, they're puttering. What's the difference? They're both war. You're supposed to fight the Zion Amim. Zion Amim, the people that were in our, supposed to fight Amalek. Why is he saying there's a chilek? So he says, when it comes to Nashim, Amalek is putter. When it comes to Zion Amim, we're saying that they're chayef. And we find the exact opposite in the following case. What happens if you're going to start up with one of these people? You might put yourself in danger. You might put yourself in danger with the person that's in front of you. And if you get caught, you might, execution. So do you do it anyway? So it's interesting. When it comes to the Zayin Amim, there the Chinuch says, if you're going to put yourself in Sakana, don't do it. But when it comes to Amalek, it doesn't say that. The Chinuch does not say that if you're putting yourself in Sakana, that you shouldn't do it. Why not? So this is the opposite. In other words, when it comes to women being chayiv, over there it says women are more chayiv when it comes to the Zayin Amim, and less chayiv when it comes to Amalek. When it comes to Sakana, we said when it comes to Zayin Amim, you're going to be less chayiv. When it comes to Amalek, more chayiv. What's the pshat? Says the Brisker of Amar de Gazach. And it's very lumdish what I'm going to tell you. He says, the mitzvah of Amalek is milchama, is war. The mitzvah of Zayin Amim is cleanse Eretz Yisrael. Get it clean. If they leave, they leave. It's not a mitzvah of going to war with them. What happens if an Amaleki leaves Eretz Yisrael? Go after him. You go after him because we have a mitzvah of milchama. We have to kill him. That's the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of Zayin Amim? Clean out Eretz Yisrael.
And what makes Zayin Amim milchames mitzvah?
If they're here, if they're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to fight with them. But in Echanami, it's not, the mitzvah is not milchama. The mitzvah is not milchama, if that's true. The mitzvah is not milchama. Are women going to be chayiv? Yes.
Sure.
Why? There's no mitzvah milchama. What do we say women aren't mechuyevin? In milchama, but Zayin Amim is cleaning. Women are very good at cleaning, right? They're good. Their cleaning is not a problem for them. Elamai, over here, they might need to take a revolver to clean, but the mitzvah is cleaning. Clean out Eretz Yisrael. That they can do. Therefore, they're mechuyevin. But the mitzvah of Amalek is a mitzvah of milchama. That's not their mitzvah. That's not their thing.
There's also a more svar that affects women more. You have all these Shiva Amim guys running around, women are going to be affected much more than men are. So maybe it's as far to say that.
True.
They're the ones that got to get rid of them.
Okay,
so
maybe. Now let's look the other way around. Why is it when it comes to Amalek, even if there's a Sakana, you're supposed to kill him? It says the Chinuch Amar Dikazach. It says the Chinuch. What is the Yisoid of the mitzvah of Mechames Amalek?
They went to war with Hashem.
Okay, right. That's the reason. What's the Yisoy? What are we telling you to do? Kill them. What does that in essence mean? We're telling you to put your life on the line. Because anytime you go to kill someone, they could kill you. So the mitzvah itself says put yourself in sakana. That's what the mitzvah is. What do you kill them? When you're going to go to kill somebody, that means you're basically putting yourself in. So the Torah over here is saying put yourself in sakana. That's what the mitzvah requires. Mashenkin Shiva Amim. The mitzvah is clean up Eretz Yisrael. If everyone decides to leave, no problem. Right? So do you have to put yourself in Sakon or in the kind of mitzvah? Is it necessary? It could be that it practically that might happen. But that's not what the mitzvah is telling you to do. The mitzvah is not telling you to put yourself in sakana. So therefore, you could, if you have a situation of sakana there, you go back to your regular klal of v'chai b'hem, which is don't put your life at risk for any mitzvah. So why is Amalek different? Because by Amalek, that is the nature of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is fight a war. Wars have casualties. Wars are going to have, it means that you're now in a situation of mortality. So therefore over here, the Torah doesn't say that you should, the Torah is goofa telling you to put yourself in sakana. That's going to be the difference between the mitzvah of Shiva Amim and the mitzvah of Amalek. So it comes out that if a person is thinking radical and he really has to consult a Rav, if he's thinking radical, there would be a mitzvah of killing Amalek bizman hazeh, even if it's going to get him in trouble, or it could get him in trouble. If he locates Amalek, which is not that hard, according to Ramesh Soloveitchik, any person that claims that he wants to annihilate the Jewish people, so then he's mechuyev to kill them. That can very well include not just Iran. Well, again, that might be a suffix. That might be a suffix. But if there are people that you know are interested in or are speaking publicly, any politician that says something like that, like for example, Abbas, we might all be mechuyev to kill Abbas.
Mahmoud Abbas.
Any person that's saying publicly that he believes, according to. If you go according to the Chinuch that says even when you put your life into sakana, which a person would do if you'd kill Abbas, and you go according to Ramesh Soloveitchik that says that Amalek Bizmana says any person that wants to eradicate the Jewish people, and you go according to the Chinuch that says that the mitzvah of killing Amalek is even on Yechidim, then we got a job to do. But Lemaisa, it's not so practical, Rabbi Isai. And I think that we're in a situation where we can't necessarily be Mekayim it. I do not promote people doing this. I do not promote people doing this or getting themselves into trouble. This is purely for entertainment purposes.
Maybe the guy who killed the rabbi, I think it was Soloveitchik.
What'd you say?
The guy who killed the rabbi, I think it was Soloveitchik.
Who? The rabbin. Right.
So the idea is that if there's an Am that suddenly becomes wants to eradicate Jews, there's a mitzvah to eradicate individuals or members of that Am. And that's the
riot,
because it doesn't say, I
mean,
I don't see any riot,
because
it just doesn't say
because... But we said there's different psukhan, the Ibn Ezra, I don't know what Ramesh Soloveitchik writes, but there's an Ibn Ezra and there's also a Medrash that say that Ibn Ezra says, V'achlosh es Yeshua es ha'am, what's the Am? He says, anyone that went with him. Not Amalek, the other nations. And also, Mochai Emchem, Mochai, him, and anyone that, and the other people that came along with him. Oh, that's what I said. That's to me that it would only be because someone is like Ilu going with Amalek. But to go on their own would be not. Ramesh Shapiro is saying, no, Ramesh Soloveitchik, it's any person, even if he's if Amalek is not here, he's still going to have it. And if I have it's a chiddush, that's what he's saying.
Okay, everybody's missing one of these pages here, but it will go over here.
Like this. Something interesting. Oh, I didn't know it's tough enough on the page. I probably didn't put it on the page. About Amalek. Amalek.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm just fascinated by this. Did you see this inside? Because does that mean that the children of a Nazi?
Where's inside? What do you mean inside?
I don't know. I don't know where this comes from. This is from my Soloveitchik's work.
This is of Soloveitchik's son.
Son.
I mean, it's from Michal Sherkin, according to.
Okay. I heard this once from him. A similar idea. But what happens with like the children? Let's say a Nazi child.
Right. No, the chayre not. Chayre not. It's not a din because it's not Mizera. It's not the Zera.
He gets a shot.
But again, that's only if it's Zera Amalek, so then you have to kill his children. Over here, it's not Zera Amalek, so only it would only be this person in particular. A Nazi is a question it's a question if you think Nazis have a din of Amalek. It's very possible Nazis have a din of Amalek. It's very famous, the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. The Yaakov Emdin on the Pasuk, it said, on the Gemara, says, Gormanya Shebe Edoim. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, this is our Germany. And he says, the Germany is Amalek. So,
Isaac Wilhelm was in Eretz Israel.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't meet him, he said, he's Amalek. Right, that he's Amalek. Yeah, that Germany is Amalek. So, again, I'm not promoting people going, killing Germans. I'm not promoting using violence. But, oh yeah. Leib will deal with it outside later.
He knows somebody. That's not good.
Okay, listen, Rabbi, so we got to finish up over here. Listen, I just want to tell you one thing, which is very interesting. Amalek has a shtick. This is the Amalek shtick. What they do is they always try to hide. They were really cowards, Amalek. They always hiding. The way that they had one way of hiding which was they were able to turn themselves into cattle. Did you know that? They were able to do that. Amalek was able to turn themselves, they were able to do that, turn themselves into all different types of animals, and then you don't know who they are. You don't know if you can kill them or not. They
kill the
You're supposed to kill all the animals. True, you're supposed to kill the animals. That's part of the reason. Maybe it's really Amalek. So we got to know, kill all their animals also. Right? That's not the only time they did this type of shtick, by the way. What? Yeah, they did through black magic. Yes. Yes. Okay, now, there's another time Amalek did it. The Pasuk says that the Kanani came and did Milchama with Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, the Kanani came? Where's the Kanani coming from? Actually, it wasn't the Kanani. It was Amalek dressing up as the Kanani. Another time, they're trying to do this. It's all these masquerades, these Amaleks. They try to hide themselves because they knew the Jewish people were going to daven, and they figured that they were daven, so let them daven. They're going to daven for the Kanani, but we're the Amalekim, so therefore, the tefillah won't be answered. So Klal Yisrael just daven whoever this guy is. So they masquerade. Haman, who's from Amalek, it's interesting, the way that Haman actually, like, his whole mapala, his downfall, was when Ahasuerus was very angry, he went outside, and he saw these people uprooting trees in his garden. He's like, what are you doing? And he said, oh, Haman told us to do this. Now, they weren't really people. They were angels masquerading like people. Now, Ahasuerus comes back in burning mad at Haman for what he just did. Like, you're ripping up my garden, and then he comes back in and he sees Haman falling over his wife, and he's like, okay, I've had enough with this guy. And there's Hasach. There's Charvona. Sorry, Charvona. And Charvona's like, you know the tree? Why don't you hang him on the tree? Now, that wasn't Charvona. That was Eliyahu HaNavi, who just masqueraded like Charvona. And that was it. Off of his head, they hung him. So what happened? This is the Venhapachu story of Purim, which is, yeah, exactly. You're gonna try to do that to us. You're gonna try to like masquerade and like try to trick us. Guess what? That's gonna be turned against you. That very same thing. And the idea of masquerading on Purim is there's a concept behind this. There's an idea of a person like of doing that. Now, I believe the only way that Haman, that Amalek was able to turn into an animal is because there were animalistic tendencies inside of them. There was something animalistic about them. And when the Pasuk says, Vayovaya Kanani, it wasn't Kanani, it was Amalek. So why are you saying Kanani? Because when they put on Kanani clothing and they talk Kanani, there's something Kanani about them. Because you can become the things that you dress. And when a yeshiva bachar goes on Purim and he puts on, you know, from the hood, and he starts wearing all the blackface and all of the earrings and the necklaces, and he's walking around and he's trying to like act like he's some sort of gangsta. That's what he becomes. That's what he becomes on that day. You can become that. If that's what you want to like portray yourself as, you can become that. But if a person wants to portray himself differently on Purim, he can put on a show. And by the way, you can become that because there's some of that in you. I really want to act. I want to be a ballerina on Purim. So guess what? There's a ballerina inside of you. You know, you're getting in touch with while you're walking around doing your shalach manas, right? There's some ballerina because that's what. Why are you getting dressed as a ballerina? Why? Because there's something in you, like you really want, wow, look at me, the ballerina, right? So we have to think carefully about who we want to dress up as. There's a question of who we want to be. Shakur, thanks for listening, everyone.
Really, where's this? I dressed up as Yashka on Pro.